Hello, this is Dr. Amelia, health coach and veterinarian, here to help you ditch yo-yo dieting, people-pleasing, and perfectionism by breaking the norm and living a life that energizes you from within. All right. If life right now is feeling just really crazy and busy and you just do not have time to be prioritizing your health right now, we are going to talk about that and we're going to fix it right now. So a big part of what I do is about helping you to live a life that energizes you from within. And so we are going to really dive into what that really means. So I call myself a health coach because I went through the program from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. So technically I'm an integrative nutrition health coach. That's what my training set me up to be, at least that specific training. However, sometimes either my clients or other people refer to me as a life coach. And honestly, those are basically the same thing. And I think there's that tends to be a little bit of confusion. Like when someone thinks about health coach, they think that I really just focus on nutrition or just help you like create a fitness routine. And that's not true. Absolutely. We tackle that and I help you to find the food that really energizes you, that you enjoy, help you figure out what fitness, how that fits into your life and what works for you, what you enjoy. But there is so much more to health and achieving sustainable health than just food and fitness. Because there's this thought that like health is separate from your life. But here's the thing. Every single aspect of your life influences your health. And your health influences every single aspect of your life. There isn't a single part of your life that is independent of your health and vice versa. They are not mutually exclusive. They are so connected in every single thing that you do. And so if you don't feel like you have time for your health, then there's a good chance that your actions are working against your health. And so what starts to happen is that you don't have any energy. Energy is the reason why people can't make time for healthy habits, why they postpone making healthy changes, why you start to feel stuck, why you feel overwhelmed, why suddenly you're irritable all the time. It all boils down to energy. When your energy is drained, like when your life is draining the energy out of you more than it's getting filled back up, that is when all of those negative things start to happen and you start to feel really stuck and overwhelmed and out of control. And that feeling of just not having enough time, that's so stressful, right? And then you start to judge yourself of like, why can't you just get this all right? Like, why can't you just eat well? Why can't you just work out consistently? It's because you're exhausted. It's because you have so many expectations for yourself and you're trying to juggle so much. Your plate is overflowing and you don't see how it could be possible that you could fit in time for self-care or to prioritize you because you have like everything else to take care of. And you're the one thing that you can just like postpone. Like you'll deal with your health later, right? Every time you put off prioritizing you, you are postponing the life that you could have now. You are allowing yourself to stay stuck in that yo-yo dieting, and the people-pleasing forever. As long as you're in that mindset that you can only be healthy when you have enough time and energy, you will be stuck in the yo-yo dieting cycle because you're going to dive all in to making healthy changes. You're going to put a ton of effort into it. You're going to be feeling good, but also afraid that you're going to fall off the bandwagon, and then life will inevitably get crazy again and overwhelming, and all of that will feel too hard, and you'll ditch it because you need a little bit more energy just to like live your life and make it through. This is the same for people pleasing. If right now you're telling yourself that you don't have time for you, it's because you are putting yourself lowest on the totem pole in terms of priorities. You are saying that doing things for everybody else and doing all those other obligations that you have are more important. And that is a clear sign that you do not have boundaries that are protecting your energy. And this is the same with perfectionism. You will forever be stuck in that perfectionism if you keep trying to do it all. And believe me, I am speaking from experience. I know that it seems completely impossible to make time for yourself. Like, you just don't, like, look at all the things that you have to do. It just isn't possible to take some time to rest. Like, right now in your life, it's just not an option. I know that it feels that way. So this is how I want you to start looking at health instead, because I know that thinking about making time for self-care and thinking about prioritizing you, that might feel too hard to believe that that's possible right now. That may be bringing up a lot of feelings of like, that's impossible. You may feel a lot of guilt because you're thinking about all of the other things. It may make you feel really uncomfortable. It might just feel selfish. And all of those thoughts are normal. But one thing that our society has really done a disservice of is when it comes to self-care, that attachment of like going out for a massage or like it being super luxurious has made it absolutely seem like it's not a necessity, that that's the thing that you get to do if you have earned it or when you have extra time or like, say, a vacation, then you can do self-care. And that's not what self-care truly is. I want you to start looking at your health and self-care through the lens of looking at your energy. Now, every single thing that you do in life is either going to positively or negatively affect your energy. The food you eat is going to positively or negatively influence your energy. The workouts that you do, social connections, the interactions that you have with others, your job, your role as a caretaker, as a friend, as a partner, as a pet owner, finances, the things that you do for fun. Maybe you don't do anything for fun right now. Even the little things like your commute or driving. The way that you experience that is either going to positively or negatively influence your energy. And what needs to happen in your life is that your actions need to be proportional. So you at least need to be doing enough of the things that give you energy that needs to be equivalent at least to the things that are draining your energy. Otherwise, your health is going to suffer. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel stuck, and everything is going to feel so overwhelming. And you don't have to have more time to do this. These are choices. So how do you even start? I want you to start by just paying attention to your actions and noticing any time you get a boost of energy. So, is there a meal that gave you a boost of energy? Did you have a little dance party in the bathroom? Did you have a fun connection with just chatting with somebody at like the cashier as you're checking out while grocery shopping? Did you do yoga? Did you go for a walk? Did you say no to something? Pay attention to those times when you suddenly get this weight lifted off your shoulders. Those times when suddenly you have a little pep in your step, you get a little bit of joy, you have a little bit of energy for life. And I want you to start making a list. Make a list of every single little thing that gives you energy in a day. Like this week, start paying attention to that. And then you can also be paying attention to the things that are draining your energy. And then I want you to start looking at your day, and I want you to see what are those billions of things that are just filling up your day from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. And how many of those things right now are draining your energy, and how many of those can you start to do a little bit differently so that it's giving you energy instead of draining it? This is what self-care really looks like. It looks like protecting your energy so that you can show up as the best version of you. When you are protecting your energy and you're choosing the things that are going to boost your energy, you are going to be having more and more time to do more and more of those things. You're going to have more and more motivation to take care of yourself. And naturally, you are going to start taking care of and prioritizing your health, because you're going to see how much more energy that gives you for all aspects of your life. So that even the hard parts in your life are going to feel more doable because you have energy and you have a weight that has been lifted off of your shoulder. So I know it can feel just not possible to prioritize you over everything else. I know it can feel like it's not possible to like get your health under control while life is so crazy. But life feels so crazy because you don't have energy. So instead of prioritizing you, I want you to be focusing on prioritizing getting energy back into your life. And those are choices. Making a healthy breakfast does not have to take any more energy than making an unhealthy breakfast. You are still going to need to eat in a day. Try an egg mug breakfast. If you feel like you don't have any time, literally just put an egg in a mug. Highly recommend spraying it with oil prior, that will take a lot of energy to clean the mug. But put the egg in, put like a tablespoon of water and microwave it for a minute. If you want to add some plants, then I recommend for ease, put a big dollop of salsa in there and add some guacamole. Bam. You just got some healthy fats, plants, and a good dose of protein, and it's going to take you less than 2 minutes. Okay. There are so many other easy meals that you can do and swaps. And if you're having a hard time coming up with what that is, just send me a message and let me know, okay? I'm here to help you. You can do this right now. You do not have to keep postponing taking care of yourself because life feels hard, okay? You can do this, I promise. Protect your energy. So one of the things that is most important for me and my energy is walks. Going for a walk, it's everything for me. It is where I go to solve problems. It's where I go to feel rejuvenated. It is amazing for my stress. Being outside, there's just something magical about it. And the more I prioritize that, I always find that I get more energy. So I am going to be experimenting with something new, because I really want you to be getting energy and I don't want you to feel stuck. And on walks, there's just something magical that happens. I mean, it's just like full body health, the amazing way that it helps to boost your mood and it helps your blood sugar. It's great for digestion. It's just good for mental clarity. Here is what I want to do. I am going to start to offer a free call where we go for a walk together. Okay, it's just a phone call and we're both going for a walk. And I want you to bring one problem or one area where you're feeling stuck. Okay. And what I will have you do is you'll fill out a consult form beforehand. That way I have a good idea of just your history, kind of what your lifestyle is like, what you're eating, that type of thing. So I have all that background. And then I want you to bring one question that we can talk about. So at the very least, we both get a great walk out of it, right? But I want to help you move forward now from where you are feeling stuck. So this is something that I'm just going to test out. So at least for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be offering that. If you are interested, then please just reach out to me. You can also sign up on my website for, it'll say a 30-minute consult, but I am going to block out a 1-hour window of time. So if it doesn't take that long, that's fine, but plan for a 1-hour walk, which could be about 4 miles. So that's amazing, right? And I am really excited to help you talk through things and to get a little taste of coaching in a really approachable way. Okay, so starting today, I want you to be starting that list. What is boosting your energy? What is draining it? And if you are feeling stuck or overwhelmed, then let's go for a walk together. You just reach out to me and we'll get it scheduled. All right. Cheers to your inevitable health, happiness, and success.